lately, the past few weeks, past week and a half or so, there has been a lot more tension at these rallies, a lot more violence. And when Omarosa says that it's just one protester who's done this, or Mr. Trump says that it's just one, supporter who's punched a protester, I have to take issue with that because we've seen a number of occasions where protesters have been roughed up by Trump supporters. So the idea that it's just one guy acting out of bounds is just frankly not true. And I tried to press him on his tone and his rhetoric at these rallies, and Jake Tapper did during the debate as well. We have felt at times, me and the other reporters in the room, that we are on the precipice of something potentially very bad happening. So it's not just one person. It happens very frequently, and it's happening even more so. I also asked Mr. Trump, as you saw, about this Michelle Fields incident and his campaign manager. His campaign manager has been extraordinarily antagonistic towards the press this entire time. Clearly, he did not like that line of questioning. So far, there has not been video yet to prove any of her allegations, but there is an audio clip that's out there, and she has posted a video of bruises on her arm. She's even asked Mr. Trump what he would say if that was his daughter. But so far, when it comes to pushing back on the campaign in any way or trying to get them to admit that maybe at times they've gone a little bit too far, they have not done that. In fact, I spoke to somebody who's very close to this campaign earlier today, and he said that they basically thought that Corey was a ticking time bomb, and they were hoping, the campaign manager, that he didn't go overboard, that nothing like this happened. But they're not surprised that these allegations have surfaced from this Breitbart reporter.